Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks. I'm beginning to believe that Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, needs a few lessons in child rearing. This time he has allowed Snooks to talk him into taking her on a hunting trip. As the scene opens, we find them stalking game on the side of a wooded mountain miles from the camp. Now listen.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Down in
Blackie. Snooks. Save your breath. This is very rugged country. Tough climbing.
No, it ain't. It's easy.
Well, we better stop and let you get some rest.
I don't want to rest. I like it.
I insist. You must rest.
Why?
Because you're only a little child.
Are you going to faint, Daddy?
No. But you're too small to put such a strain on your system. This kind of exertion might even cause an exacerbation of your viscera.
You think so, huh?
I certainly do. Now, what kind of a father would I be to let you wear yourself out like that? Sit on this rock.
No, we just rested over there.
I know, but I brought you on this hunting trip, and it's up to me to see that you don't overexert yourself. That's why I keep making you stop and rest every few yards. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Cause you're fast kissing and you can't walk.
Nothing of the sort. I've hunted over much tougher country than this. It's just that I'm a little out of condition. Besides, this shotgun weighs a few pounds, you know.
I'll carry it, Daddy.
No. You've got enough there with my coat. And those shells. And the canteen. And the game bag.
And a lunchbox.
Well, you carry the shotgun and I'll take that heavy game bag off your hands.
There's nothing in the bag, Daddy.
Well, don't worry. There'll soon be plenty in it. They didn't call me Crackshot Higgins for nothing, you know.
Crackpot Higgins?
Crackshot. Who calls me Crackpot?
You know.
I don't know anything of the kind. And you'd be a lot better off if you didn't repeat everything your mother says.
Well, I want to see you shoot a whale.
Not whale. Quail. We're quail hunting.
I don't see nothing.
Well, it's near the end of the season, and the birds are gun-shy. And I know we're catching up with a bevy right now.
How do you know?
Now, here. Look at these little tracks. See those scratchy marks in the sand? They've been feeding here not 10 minutes ago.
Have they?
Why, sure. I'm a terrific woodsman. Can't fool me on any kind of tracks. Didn't know your old dad was strictly an outdoors, Charlie, did you?
I think you're wonderful, Charlie.
From these little marks, I can tell there was around 11 quail in the bunch, and they've been feeding on holly berries, and they've headed south by southeast.
You can tell that all from those little scratches?
Why, certainly.
That's funny.
Why?
Because I just made them with a stick.
Funny, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, you happen to make marks exactly like quail tracks.
Some good, ain't I, Daddy?
Oh, you're dynamite. I'm not so hot on this bird stuff anyway. I'm a big game man.
Let's play a game, Daddy.
There's no playing with this kind of game. You're looking at a man who hunted bear in Alaska.
In Alaska?
You heard me.
You was hunting bear?
That's right.
Didn't you put on underwear?
Certainly I put on underwear. I was fully dressed. The object of the hunt was a bear. The chase lasted nearly 4 days.
But the bear couldn't catch you.
No, I climbed a tree. What do you mean? I tracked that great big she-bear day and night. And finally cornered her against the side of a hill. I raised my rifle and threw a bead on her.
Uh-huh.
But suddenly I decided not to shoot her.
Why?
She didn't have the right expression for a rug. That's a joke.
Mm. Funny, ain't it?
Well, I think so. Well, shall we move along?
All right.
All right, try not to make any noise.
No, I'm done.
You may jump some quail around here. Stay over to my left.
Mm-hmm. Daddy!
What is it?
Look at what I got.
What have you got?
A pretty little pussycat.
Oh, Snooks!
Ain't you cute?
Put that down. Let it go, quick.
Why?
Because it's not a cat. It's a... Oh!
What's that funny smell, Daddy?
Come on. Let's get out of here. Hurry.
Aren't we going to hunt some through a whale?
We're not going to hunt anything. Come on, hurry. There's no game around here anyway.
Well, I want to
Now, you'll eat as soon as we get back. Come on, let me carry all that stuff. Oh, I should have known better than to take you along. Come on, move a little faster.
Oh, I want to eat, Daddy.
I don't see how you can stand the thought of food after what happened. You must have an appetite like a crocodile.
I want to eat a crocodile.
Oh, stop it. I'll take care of you when we get back to camp. Oh, what a trip. Haven't even shot my gun once.
I see something, Daddy.
Where?
Right there. Ain't that a whale?
Look out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just my luck. It's a pheasant.
A cuter, Daddy.
Oh, how I'd love to. But the season's closed on pheasant. I'm not allowed to shoot it.
Why?
If I get caught shooting a pheasant out of season, they throw me in jail.
I won't tell nobody.
Could be in self-defense. And if a snoopy old game warden comes around, I'll pin his ears back.
Will you, Daddy?
You bet. Here, I level my gun and you pull the trigger.
All right. Now?
Now.
We got him, Daddy.
Quick, let's stuff him in the bag. Oh, good thing there's nobody around.
Hello, buddy.
Oh, hello, mister.
Any luck?
No, not a thing. Haven't even seen any game.
Thought I just heard a shotgun.
My daddy just shot a peasant.
Huh? Oh, yes. I'm an actor. I just worked in a Russian picture where I shoot a lot of peasants.
Oh, daddy.
What's that in your game bag?
What business is it of yours?
I happen to be the game warden.
Oh.
Can he be his back, daddy?
What do you got in that bag?
Why, nothing. Honest, you can ask the child. She wouldn't lie. There's nothing in the bag, is there, Snooksy?
Yes, daddy.
I thought so. What is it?
It's a pussy with a white stripe.
A pussy with... Oh, what a soaphead. Where do I tell the boys?
Oh, Snook, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah?
You certainly fooled him. He thought it was really in the bag.
I fooled you too, Daddy.
What do you mean?
It is in the bag. Ain't I smart?
Oh, what a hunting trip.